Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, and review books in this unique romance subgenre and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you writing advice from experienced Christian romance writers. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. Welcome back to another Friday book discussion. A few announcements before we dive in. First, our next Coffee and Books event will be next Saturday already, October 5th, from 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Enjoy an hour of book talk with authors Julie Lessman and Lynn Shannon. This is a free event, but you do need to register to save your spot. Head on over to literaryescape.com/events to register today. We look forward to seeing you on October 5th. We are also running a survey during the month of September where readers can help us schedule our 2025 Coffee and Books events. Vote for the best day and time that works for you to attend, and then tell us which authors you would like to meet. Monday is the last day to vote, so if you are part of our newsletter email list, go ahead and open that up and get your votes in by Monday. The Unwavering Faith crowdfunding campaign continues, but will end on November 1st. At the time of this recording, we are just 28 books away from unlocking the first bonus item, which is a 12x18 signed poster of the cover. You now can get a copy of either a paperback or hardback or both of the limited edition cover. Head on over to literaryescape.com/campaign to see the updates. The link will also be in the show notes. And please consider sharing this campaign with others as we work toward the goal of publishing Unwavering Faith. A huge thank you to Lori Lesher and Linda Messer for purchasing a limited edition copy of Unwavering Faith. That's it for announcements. Let's jump into this week's book discussion. We had a few technical difficulties when we recorded the episodes for this series, so please excuse any audio blips. Enjoy our discussion of Critical Error by Lynn Shannon.
Critical Error. Nathan Hollister nearly died in a war zone, and the experience made one thing crystal clear. Breaking off his engagement was a terrible mistake. He arrives at his ex's ranch to make amends, but gunfire erupts before he can. Cassie Miles is used to being abandoned, first by her mother and then by Nathan. But when an attempt is made on her life, she can't protect herself and the horses she's rehabilitating. Accepting Nathan's help is the only answer. Nathan won't let anyone harm Cassie. Convincing her to give him a second chance, however, is impossible. As the danger creeps closer, the risk heightens. One critical error could cost Nathan everything. Again.
Ooh, it does. Again, she hooks you with intensity right off the bat. So let's just take a moment to talk about Nathan and Cassie's relationship and like how it started, the way he left her at the altar, and then how it evolves throughout. What are your thoughts on there?
I put true love never dies. I don't know.
I like that. It was, okay, let's just talk real quick about the way he left her at the altar. Do you think, and then his reasoning why that he shares later on, mm-hmm. do you feel like it was, I don't know.
I don't think it was a strong reason. If you were going to marry her, she already knew what you did.
Yeah. I understood, though, because I did, like, I was not happy at all. Like, especially coming from her background, and he knew that, to do what he did, the way he did it, I think bothered me more than
what he did. But his level of remorse made me feel like, okay, like, I can like you again.
Yeah. It's like you understood it, but I'm still, well, I wasn't okay with it. But her stubbornness, I understood it. But not like that.
Yeah. Yeah, after a while, you're like, woman, just accept the fact that you still love this man. Mm-hmm. And he still loves you. But, yeah, I don't know. It just seemed kind of odd.
Yeah.
But I can totally, like, see her being.
I can understand, like, why she was so upset.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah.
He should at least, I feel like, should have told her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I get that he couldn't tell her, but.
But he could have.
He could have said paused my job,
things
paused.
Or something.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. hey, this is how I feel. Like,
or called her in the morning and say, hey, instead mm-hmm. of letting her get all dressed up. That, mm-hmm. That's yeah. the part that bothered me. But
yeah.
Like, I understood the why, like, what triggered him to
mm-hmm.
do that. But still, even then, it could have been, like, a conversation or yeah. something.
Couldn't you have called and said, listen, I've got wheels up in 30. We're going to have to postpone this. Okay.
See, I never know what I'm allowed to say. But, yeah, like, I understood, like, it was a smack in the face. Like, hey, this is how my life might be.
Instead of just a note delivered by your cousin friend. That says, like, what? I can't do this. That makes her think, like, you totally right. rejected me.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Right.
But he did mention in the first book that he regretted it. And that mm-hmm. this was his chance to make things right. And then what did you think about Cassie's really kind of adopted family? I mean, her Papa Joe is her grandpa, her mm-hmm. actual grandpa. But then you have the lady that does the cooking and cleaning. I can't remember her name now. And her son.
Mm-hmm. Bessie and Eric.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And poor Eric. Mm. My heart broke my heart for him.
Yeah.
He's, would you say, severely autistic, the way she describes yeah.
him? Yeah, high spectrum, mm-hmm. yeah.
And then he's being used like a pawn, basically, mm-hmm. By Cassie's stalker. And the poor kid, he gets taken twice. And then...
well, then they have to leave. Remember, Bess and...
Yeah.
They leave for a little bit. And then that was hard for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Papa Joe then fostered a boy named Jace for a little bit. And he got really possessive and controlling of Cassie. And so Papa Joe had to let him go. This was like back when they were in high school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What were your thoughts about that whole thing? And then Jace's mother, as they go to talk, like Nathan and Cassie go to talk to her to try to get information, because they think he's a suspect as her stalker.
Right.
The whole situation was just weird to me. Like, it seemed way obvious, but it was just weird. Like, she knew more, and...
Again, yeah. Why are we going to look for trouble after you've been attacked?
Yeah. But...
That's what I was thinking.
I love it. I love it.
And whatever happens with him.
It's just let go. They just stop pursuing it.
Like, in the story, like, he's mm-hmm. just...
Mm-hmm.
You never hear anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just thought his mom was weird.
His mom was very weird. She mm-hmm. creeped me out. I thought she was the person doing it for a while.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because she was all like, I hate this Nathan guy that's with you, basically, because you're supposed to be with my son.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, ew, creepy.
Right.
Yeah.
Something wasn't quite right in there. Like, so.
But what, didn't she have a criminal record too? Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because that's why
he was just got out of jail or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that just because you go to jail, you're a creep, but mm-hmm. she just had a creep vibe to her, didn't she? Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, she didn't want to talk. Are you cops? Like, it's the first thing. Like, she just, she had that no trust established. And...
Yeah, but isn't that typical? I mean, have you ever watched those shows, those cop shows, those like real life cop shows mm-hmm. where they're trying to find somebody and they're like, I ain't talking to no cop.
Yeah.
Ain't ratting on my boy.
Oh, yeah.
I just think of that video that was going around earlier where the girl gets pulled over and the guy gets out of the car and runs. And he's like, what's his name? And he hollers to the guy. He's like, you're fine. You're not in trouble. You don't even have any warrants. Come back. Like, and he ran. He's like, okay, have a good day. Like,
oh, I didn't know. I've not seen
I'll have to find that.
I just remember I used to love the show Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yes.
Believe it or not, I did.
You would record that on
You were obsessed with that. I was pretty obsessed. Like, that's back when you recorded because they didn't have like replay, you know?
Yep.
Back in the day. That's dating us a little bit, but now that I'm older, I'm like, I don't know that I could go back and watch that show though. I think it'd be too intense for me. But you know what I loved the most about that family and the way they ran their business is that it always ended with them standing in prayer with the person before they booked them in jail.
Mm-hmm.
So I liked that. And yeah. They had the experience and background to connect with those people
because yeah.
they'd all been there, done that.
Yeah.
Anyways, I digress. So anyways, I thought she wrote the mother really well, yeah. even though she creeped me out. She was really, really good. All right. What did you think about Holt, the veterinarian? Because she, remember, Cassie's got this therapy. What is it? Like equine therapy? It's where
it's like
horses that were
center.
Rehabilitation.
Yes.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
For horses that have been neglected or abused. And so Holt comes out to check the horses after somebody burnt the barn down, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
What do you think about the vet?
I didn't like him. He was like your typical narcissist. If you mean, like, there was always something hidden underneath. Like, I just immediately he was so weird.
The fact that the animals didn't like him.
That
yeah.
That,
I get like the vet, but mm-hmm. like sometimes my dog or cat, like, I don't want to go. But then they still warm up.
Mm-hmm. You know?
They say kids and animals. I swear,
yeah,
they can
they
sense
know.
Stuff, but
yeah.
sometimes we miss and.
Yeah.
For her to write that in, even, I thought was a really neat thing.
Yeah. So then what did you think about Cassie's stalker? We won't say who it is because there's lots of options. But when it finally came out, did that shock you?
Yes.
I was, again, surprised and happy mm-hmm. that I did not have any clue how that book ended. It was great. I mean, it's not great, but you know what I mean.
But yeah. without saying who it was, yeah. there was a conversation in the book that made you think it was not that person at
mm-hmm.
all. With that conversation and everything. And then when you find out, I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It was just written really well. Mm-hmm. You know?
Like that and was the only note. It was like, what? Question mark, exclamation mark,
I know.
Question mark.
Yeah. I did not see that
That's
coming.
That's why it's so scary because you
yeah.
don't expect it.
Situational awareness. Be aware of your surroundings at all times.
Always trust your gut.
And like Derek says, expect the unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always like, I try, babe, but then I'm always like hyper alert.
Expect the unexpected without the paranoia.
Right.
Yeah. It's a balance. You gotta find.
Yeah. I'm still working on that.
It's not easy.
It's too funny. What did you think about the various attacks they went through? Like the first one, she literally is, her hands are tied and she just jumps into the river because she knows if I stay in this boat, I'll never get away from this guy. And Nathan has to jump in and rescue her there. Then they have the barn fire.
Right.
And then she gets taken. At one point, you think Nathan is dead.
Mm-hmm. I
mean, what did you think?
The first attack almost did me in. I'm just going to say, like, when I read that
like
part,
if, yeah.
I was like, I don't know if I can continue this book.
I know, because it was creepy. Like,
it was creepy. Remember hey. That haunted house we went to? And it was so creepy. Hawk Farm.
Oh, did it remind you of that?
I don't know why. I just. I
you went
know.
Straight to that. That was the worst ever.
That was the worst ever.
No.
I've never went to another one after
I that. Never went to one after that either. But the other one was in Fort Wayne. Do you remember when we went to the ones in Fort
yeah.
Wayne? Y'all left me. The guy had me trapped in a corner with a stupid chainsaw.
I don't remember.
And I was like, get away from me.
I just remember you being on top of my car at the
oh, yeah.
Oh, my
God. That was
had
back,
keys.
It's back before you had a fob.
Yeah, I couldn't get the keys.
And I'm like, why did we lock the doors on the car?
Why did we go?
Nowadays, I'd be like, why did we go to an abandoned farm? Three girls. We could have never came out of there.
I know. We were not smart.
No.
That was
we
not
were.
Smart. We were like, we got off work and we're like, let's go check this out. Literally the only people at
only
this haunted hog barn.
Mm-hmm. In the middle of nowhere.
The middle of the country.
Yeah.
So what happened while you were there? Well, we probably better finish this and then we could
sorry,
talk.
Yeah.
in the 4 minutes we
were. Let's just say I got on the hood in the car and
they chased
like,
us to our car.
I don't care that I'm riding the hood in the car.
We literally ran through the whole thing. We did. Then crawled through part of, like, chased us the whole time.
The whole way.
The whole time. We were being chased.
And
the,
by boys.
Yeah. With chainsaws.
So I guess, like, in real life, in the story, I'd like to think I'm made of tough stuff because I have an attitude sometimes. Like, I'd like to think I'd be the one to turn and I'm like, what? Come on. Let's do this. But in real life, like, you're going through those attacks. Like,
that's all I could think.
Could you guys have, like, done that? Like, could I have done that? Could I have thrown my... I'm just going to throw myself in the river. Let's hope for the best. Like, I understood the reasoning, but the perseverance that these characters show, it's like, could I do that? I don't ever want to be faced with that, but what choices would you make? How can you keep going sometimes?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not strong. I just cried.
We did. We're going to have to
I think if it came down to it, I bet you could... You could take care of some stuff if you had to.
All right, let's talk about this. I like to call them nuggets of truth or wisdom that these authors weave into their books. So on page 162, I can't remember who was saying this to him, but let me double check. It was, God never left you, he will never leave you. I want to say, was Nathan saying that to Cassie maybe? No. No, Cassie was having a conversation with Leah. Is that right?
It was one of the girls, I thought. I can't remember which one.
It says, it was Leah. God has never left you. Leah released Cassie to pull several tissues from the bedside table. She handed them over. He will never leave you. Because, you know, we talked about this a little bit earlier. Cassie struggles with abandonment just because of situations in her life. Which, by the way, I don't think we talked about that much. It was like her mom sent her in to get a candy bar and then just left her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awful. But you'd be astonished how much that happens to these poor little kiddos. But anyways, what were your thoughts on that? The fact that God has never left you and will never leave you.
I don't know. Personally, it hit me in the gut. There's just a lot going on in life right now and a lot of personal things, and it does, because in that moment, you don't feel like it. Like, I've been in church all my life. I have faith. I love the Lord. But at the same time, like, when you're going through that, even I sometimes to remember that.
Yeah.
And it just, when Mike and I were going through some stuff with some of the kids and some family members, and I read this book, and I'm like, oh, did you have to put this series right now? But I'm so glad you did. But that definitely was a gut punch to me, because even, believe it or not, believer, it's just, it's hard in the moment to remember, but it's so true.
That's what I was gonna say. There's just so many moments, like, in the midst of all the trials, I can't even tell you how many times I'm like, are you even there? Are you even listening to me? Because there's times too where you're like, I can't even hear you through all the noise.
Yes.
And yeah, so I loved it. I thought that was a great word of encouragement for her. Do you ladies have anything to add to that?
No.
I like how you look back and you're like, oh, okay, God, I see. That may have really hurt, but you saved me from this, which would have destroyed me. So it's
and I always
hindsight's
think,
2020.
Yeah, I always think when we finally make it to heaven, are we going to see, like, we never see all the ripples either of what happens to us. Like, all the tragedies or valleys, I guess you could say, that we walk through. Are we going to see what he saved us from by putting us through that tragedy? Do you know what I'm saying? What would have happened had we not walked through that valley with him?
Like, whether we do or don't, it'd have to be in heaven, because our minds would just...
I know. Like, we couldn't comprehend it. But I'm like, when we get there, is he going to show that? Because I would love to see it, because there are some things we've walked through that I'm like, why did we have to go through that?
Yeah.
And I don't honestly see. Sometimes you just don't honestly see the why behind it. But I feel like when we get up there, we'll see the why.
I think that's the, you know, when you're there, no more tears, no more suffering. I do. I don't know. I just picture it like we're going to meet Jesus, just going to be like, okay. And just like, I get it now. Yeah.
Yeah. Can't wait. All right. So how would you rate the following elements on Critical Air by Lynn Shannon? Let's start with our mystery level.
Latte.
I think we're all drinking lattes today, except for Jessica's got her tea. But it's not British tea. She did not want milk in there.
Well, yeah.
How about the... It? Yeah.
Did you guys all have coffee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Brown sugar cinnamon latte?
Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. Does it have a strong coffee taste?
No. I could pour some of mine out in a cup later if you want to try it. All okay. right. We're rating with coffee, so now we're talking about coffee. Here we go. All right. Drama level.
I put latte.
I did kind of mocha latte again.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'd say mocha latte on that.
I was going to put latte because there's just a lot of relational drama, don't you think? So I'll put mocha / latte on it. I think it could fall in between those
it
two.
It probably does lean more towards latte. I don't know.
How about the suspense?
Latte.
Agree with me.
Latte. I agree. She has a lot of suspense. That's what makes it so hard to put down, though.
Yes.
And this is the second time I've read these books, by the way, within a year's span.
Wow.
I could probably read them again. They're really good. All right. Romance level.
I put espresso.
I put mocha.
I would say mocha.
Okay. I'm going to go espresso with you. So we'll put an espresso / mocha on that one. How about inspiration?
Mocha.
I put mocha to latte, but it just kind of resonated with me at that time too. So
it just hit you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which sometimes that happens. Yeah. So. What is your overall lasso rating of Critical Air by Lynn Shannon?
Three lassos.
I had two again.
I knew it.
Just because it was very, they're very good books. And they do hook me.
But if you're not a suspense
but
person.
But I'm not a suspense person. But I did read them. I mean, they're very well written.
Mm-hmm.
Very well written. And I couldn't put them down. I had to know what happened. Or I would have had nightmares because they I did have to finish them before bed every night.
Oh my goodness. But you're giving an honest from the perspective of someone who doesn't enjoy suspense.
Right.
It's still well written, so you gave it a two. Yeah. It's not like it was a one.
It hooked me for sure.
Yeah.
When you start reading it, I mean, you don't want to stop because you want to find out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was where I went to a three on it. Well, I also enjoy the suspense. Funny, I can read it. I can't watch it on TV or anything.
Yeah.
That's just too scary. But it, like I said in the last discussion we did, she does such a great job of starting her chapters with a hook and then ending them with that cliffhanger that makes you go, I got to keep reading. It might be 2 a.m, but I got to keep going. So, all right. So next week, we will talk about the next book in this series, which is Necessary Peril. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I would like to invite you to connect with us further and get a free read. Right now, if you sign up for our newsletter, you will get the first 9 chapters of my book, Unwavering Faith. Plus, you'll receive news about our events for both readers and authors. You can sign up at literaryscape.com/newsletter. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.